Welcome to An Hour to Give. We're so happy you joined us today. We're going to be speaking about philanthropy, community, and volunteerism. And I am thrilled to be speaking with Susan Ingram today. Hello.
Hello.
Susan Ingram is from Big Brothers Big Sisters. And let's just tell everyone, we're friends.
Yes, we are.
We have some giggles together.
We have a lot of giggles together.
We do. And I love your organization so much. You're doing such a great job.
Thank you.
Tell people a little bit about the role you have.
Well, I'm the executive director for the agency in Ottawa, and my role is to ensure that our youth are receiving the help that they need within the community. So we've been in the city for over 49 years, and we provide mentors for youth that are facing adversity. And those mentors are wonderful people that offer over 40,000 hours of their time every year just in Ottawa.
That is remarkable.
Yeah.
To think people are so dedicated. I'm always amazed whenever we chat, every single time you share a new stat with me. And it is amazing to me that you've been around 49 years. I think most people are surprised by that.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, 1970 is when we started as Big Brothers and then Big Sisters in the 70 and 72. And we merged to become Big Brothers Big Sisters in 2002. And over the course of that time, we've served well over 20,000 youth in the city of Ottawa. And we've provided some wonderful relationships that, you know, have lasted up until that point. We have many of our kids that are now adults that are still in contact 20 years later with their mentors. So we've really, you know, built something within the community of Ottawa, and we're very proud of it.
It's so funny because I think about you, you know, has this ever happened to you where you go to a hockey game, then you go to a concert, you're at the mall, mm-hmm. and you see the same people?
Yeah.
Over and over again. So one of my friends is a big.
Right.
A big sister.
Okay.
And I see her with her little sister.
Nice.
And we just happen to bump into each other all the time. And I don't know if I've ever seen her happier than when she's with her little sister.
Yeah, they really, I mean, we talk about the benefit to the youth, but it's also the benefit for the mentors as well. And it really is it's really providing, like, what we like to talk about is providing potential and power to youth that, like, our youth that are in need of it. But it's really providing the same thing to those mentors. And, you know, they spend 4 hours a week together, and they do all sorts of different activities, but it's really about just having someone that really pays attention to that child or that teenager and is hanging out with them. And it's just all about that relationship. And, you know, I think I look at my son who's 19 now, and I think about, wow, what would it have been like? You know, he comes and talks to us, and I'm sure your daughter, same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have us to come and talk to, have us to bounce things off of. And I think about, well, if he didn't have that, if I wasn't there the day that he wanted to talk about going on a date for the first time, what would that be like for him? And so that's really what our mentors offer our youth, right? It's they're friends with them, and they provide they're a role model. They bounce ideas off of them. And a lot of our kids end up graduating. They graduate from high school for sure, but they end up with jobs. They end up giving back to the community. You're going to meet somebody later on, Alex. Mm-hmm. And Alex is a former little. And he's now in his 20s, and he's giving back by speaking at our fundraisers. He goes out and helps us volunteer, and he really believes in it. Really helped him so much as a young person. And he was just telling me in the car on the way here, I hung out with my big brother on the weekend. And, you know, they've known each other for well over 10, 15 years.
Oh, that just makes my heart sore, honestly.
Yeah.
Tell me about the big week coming up for you.
Well, this is Big Brothers Big Sisters Month,
mm-hmm.
so across Canada. So it's a big celebration for us across the country, as well as it's Big Brothers Big Sisters Day on the 18th. And so we have a few special things planned. We have our fundraising breakfast that happens that morning, and we have a big announcement happening on that day. Our brand is changing, so we're having a big reveal across Canada, and Ottawa will get to see it first thing in the morning on the 18th.
So I was visiting you last week, and the funniest thing happened. You were so excited about this reveal, and so you should be. It is a big deal.
It is a big
deal. And I think it's important for organizations to be fresh with their brand. And one of our colleagues was sitting there, and she had one of your colleagues, and she had this water bottle, and I didn't really think much of it. And we were talking about your brand, and you both said, well, should we show Sam? Should we show us, you know, show her our new brand. And I was like all excited, thinking you were going to bring out like a big poster or a big... And Monique turned the bottle and revealed the brand. That was your unveiling
our
to me.
Reveal.
And I loved it. I thought that was like the best reveal ever because you were so being so, you know, hiding it from me by having the bottle turned. But brilliant. It is a beautiful design and congratulations
Thank you.
Because I know it's a big process.
It is a big process. But the key for us is really to bring us into 2019 and going into our 50th year next year. So we turn 50 in 2020 in Ottawa. So it's a wonderful time for us to have this new brand. And really, it speaks to our young generation, our young population. And I know you'll talk about it later on, but volunteer recruitment is a big part of the need for us, not just fundraising dollars, but also volunteer recruitment. And we need those mentors. And we're hoping that with the new brand, we're able to reach a different generation of adults.
Well, it's fresh and it's gorgeous and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Tell me, are there littles waiting on the on a list?
Yes, we always have littles on the list. Yeah. So right now we have 60, approximately 60 youth that are waiting. And that's part of what our fundraising goal at our breakfast is to get those youth matched. It's about $1,500 per match. And that's what we're trying to raise in another week.
Wow, it's amazing because I, you know, I remember calling you one day and saying, I can't believe you put out these big billboards. They were fantastic. They were on the side of the road, inspiring people to do it. And I know you received quite a, you know, a lot of people inspired by that and responded to you. How would someone go about, if they're listening to us today and they're like, you know what, Susan, I want to become a big as well. How would they do that?
Well, the great thing is we just automated our process to try and help with recruitment process. So they would just go to our website to bbbso.ca and it's automated. So you would look at apply now and then you just answer the questions for the application. You will think about who would be some great references for you. You have to get your police records check and then you get to book your own interview. You come in and you speak with staff. It's about a 2-hour interview. And you'll receive some training. So the goal is to have you through the process and booked within like approved within maybe 30 to 40 days.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I think it's great.
We're really trying to improve that.
Exactly.
The speed of it. Yeah.
Yeah. That it's sort of self-directed in a way.
Yeah.
And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What can people expect in terms of a time commitment?
So time commitment, we have two streams of programming. So you've got the regular program that most people know about, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's the once a week, 4 hours a week. And we ask for a commitment of a year because you want to build that relationship. And then we have our in-school programs. That's 1.5 hours a week. And we place you in the school close by to where you work, where you live, maybe where you study. And so you're on school property. You meet with the youth and mentor them for an hour and a half. So it's a pretty good commitment for those that just don't think they've got the 4 hours. But a lot of people don't realize we've got those schools, those in-school programs. And those are a great way to get started. And we have quite a few of our matches that end up going from the in-school into the community-based matches because they want to spend more time together. Because it only happens during the school hours.
Right.
But they say, well, we'd like to spend more time with them and maybe see them on weekends and a little longer. And so they convert over to that. And then that's where you see those long-term relationships happen.
And you know, it's so important to think in this day and age, especially what we know about mental health and vulnerability and all of those things, to be able to make those connections, because it can be sometimes just that listening ear that even for you and I changes our day, let alone someone that maybe is a little bit vulnerable and not feeling supported.
Yeah, it really is. It's something that you don't really have to think about it, right? You don't realize having that conversation with them and knowing that, you know, they're looking forward to seeing you and they're looking forward to the time they spend with you. And just talking about simple things like, oh, you know what? I did terrible on my math test the other day, right? And there's no judgment. And it's like, oh, well, do you want me to help you with that later on? Or I have to start deciding on what classes to take because I want to go to university. Or we have one, we have a match right now and, he didn't think he was going to go to college and now he wants to go to college and his big is helping him complete that application. and help him through that process, right? So we have another match that the big sister, she just got married, and the little sister was at the wedding, and then we have another one who just had a baby, and she was part of the ceremony for them to be baptized. So really wonderful stories that they become part of the family.
I was just going to say the
they
same
become
thing.
Part of the family, mm-hmm. and. It changed. And even the parents, the families that like the moms that are, or the dads that are, the parents of our kids, they really feel special too, that they've got this person that's really looking out for their child. And, mm-hmm. you know, our parents need to be, we give our parents credit. They're advocating on behalf of their children to come to us in the first place to say, you know what, I recognize that I might not have the time, or that they need something I can't give them right mm-hmm. now, or need something more. And they come to us. So.
Beautifully said.
Thanks.
Susan Ingram, I've enjoyed my time with you today. And there's lots coming up. We've got a bit of a surprise guest a little bit later.
Yes, you do.
So we want you to stay with us on An Hour to Give. Welcome back to An Hour to Give. And as you know, we're talking about big brothers and big sisters today. And I'm joined by Eric LaPierre. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Eric, what's your role with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
So I am a mentoring coordinator. So I'm one of the lead staff that will coordinate matches between volunteers and families.
That must be incredibly rewarding.
It's a really fun job. I've been with the organization for 13 years. It's really fun to see those matches develop and see those relationships grow.
And is there anybody in particular that comes to mind? Of course, we won't use names today, but is there anyone that comes to mind that really is the reason that you do what you do when you think about it at the end of the day?
I think part of the reason why I work in this field is the upbringing that I had and having those mentors in my life. I have three older brothers, so it really gave me those opportunities to have those role models around in my life. I do have one match that started in a summer program that we ran about 6 or 7 years ago. And we were matching volunteers with children to participate in a mini triathlon. So
wow.
We had a boy that at the time that was probably 12 years old that signed up for this mini triathlon, had a role model in his life, but didn't know how to swim.
Wow.
So he learned how to swim, and the goal is for that they start practicing this race in the spring, and then they complete the race at the end of the summer. So this 12-year-old boy was able to complete the race.
That's amazing.
And he's now 19 living in Australia.
Wow, that is a great story. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we often talk about how fundraising is storytelling, inspiring people through stories. And I think when somebody sort of hears a story like that, it inspires them to not only get involved, but to also give financial gifts to make sure that more of those stories can be told.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool experience when you see the connection that they have. And I know that the big brother and the little brother, they still keep in touch. They're part of each other's lives now.
Right. And I think it's all about connections.
Absolutely.
So take me back. I understand that you were a big brother one time.
I was. I was a big brother for 6 years. I was originally a big brother in the Toronto area. So I was matched with a 13-year-old young lad for about a year. And we had a really cool experience. It was fun to learn about him and just learn about the challenges that he was having. Unfortunately, I had to relocate back to Ottawa for work. And I was matched again with a new little, and we were matched for about 5 years. I went to his wedding a couple summers ago.
Wow.
He's a dad now. It's a pretty cool experience.
What's that like?
It was, you can't always measure the impact of what the relationship is in the time because you just don't know. And the little brother that I was matched with was a pretty quiet child. He didn't really say too much. He didn't really give up too much. So I thought it was having... I was having an impact on him, and I felt like I was a good role model for him, mm-hmm. but it was really hard to tell. And we kind of drifted apart for a few years, but we reconnected. And at his wedding, his mom spoke and he spoke about just the impact that I had in his life. And it was pretty incredible to hear. It was something that I felt like I was doing things well, but just to hear it and understand the impact that I had on him in that age and those formative years was pretty incredible.
It is sometimes hard to get that age group to talk.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you don't have an impact.
Exactly. That measure, like a lot of times that we don't know what kind of impact we're going to have till years later. And they kind of, you know, the person will reflect and say, oh, wow, this is, you know, I learned these things from him. And just, you know, those little things that you don't realize at the time.
That is amazing. And when you think about your job, and it, you know, it's one of those jobs where I think is very unique. You get to really sort of match people that potentially will be friends forever. What is that like to sort of see someone, the hope they have for the impact they're going to make, and then on the other side of it, the hope of the little to have someone that's going to carry them through some potentially some challenging years?
Yeah, it's a pretty unique relationship, like you've said, and it's really trying to find the commonalities and that they're able to stick things through together, and that they, you know, that they work together to develop that friendship. And not everybody has that connection, and not everybody develops those long relationships. But it's really unique to see them kind of go through the relationship together.
One of our listeners right now, let's just visualize them. They're driving in their car. They've got their cup of coffee, and they're sitting in their kitchen this morning. And they're thinking, I've always wanted to do that. And they're just on the fence. What would you say to them to inspire them to take the next step?
I always kind of have people reflect back to the mentors they had growing up, and that's something that you now do that you're passionate about, and that you had somebody guide you through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to kind of hope that they can be that person to someone else, and that if it's, you know, to help guide a young person. And nobody's ever said I have too many mentors in my life.
That's so true.
And you really want those people to, if you have a skill set, if you have some time and you have the goal to want to spend time with children, this is a perfect opportunity. It's a perfect environment. Even, you know, our school programs are only 1 hour a week. So to give back and go spend time with a child, it's the goal of it, or the outcome of it is immeasurable often enough.
What are some of the activities that the big brother or big sister would be doing with the littles?
It really goes on what their interest is and what they want to do. We match children and volunteers based on commonalities. So when I was matched with my little brother, we had a really big interest in sports and watching football and doing things that we like to do together. Some activity, you know, some, you know, video games, some more physical activity stuff. We have people that do, you know, they do the museums, or they go hiking in the Gatineaus, or they go shopping. Or I had one match that the volunteer and the child, they went for pho. That was what they did. Every week they would go find a new place, and and they would just talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then often enough, the activity becomes second nature. It's more about the communication and the conversation and having just that connection.
It's all about connections. That's how we all get through.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's really important to note that although there's a process involved, that we do encourage people to at least try and see if it's something that's for them. Are there people that sort of do it for maybe a couple of years with somebody and then come back in a couple of years?
Yeah, we more often than not, we see volunteers that participate for a variety of different reasons, and they will maybe come back and offer to volunteer maybe in another program or in a different, maybe, you know, they want to help out with fundraising, or they have a different avenue. But we do have some volunteers that have been around for years and that have stuck around for 15, 20 years and have just continued to volunteer, whether it's on our board or working one-on-one with children, or that they work on some of the events that we do as well.
When you think about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, what do you think about in terms of your dream for the organization?
That every kid that comes through our doors has a mentor, and that they have somebody there that's going to be a lifelong friend for them.
I understand from Susan Ingram, there's about 60 littles that are waiting on a list, and that's a common thing, that there's people waiting on a list. What is some of the ways that you've and your organization has tried to encourage people to get involved?
So we've really tried to push our volunteering and a volunteer recruitment where we're actively out in the community, whether we're targeting universities and colleges to get some students come out and volunteer some time. We're doing some signage throughout the city. In different areas of the city, just to have people to be aware of our programs. Any opportunity that we can speak about our programs, we're really jumping at those chances, whether it's through media or a speaking engagement through somebody's workplace or Really, if anybody calls us, we're willing to go and talk about our programs and talk about the needs that we have.
Excellent. And I think, you know, we're hoping today as well to inspire people, right? We're hoping that this opportunity and celebrating Big Brothers, Big Sisters Month and your big event coming up next week will really propel people to get involved as well. When you think about the future of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and people that have maybe been a little brother or a little sister, we're going to be chatting with someone in a little bit about that, and them turning around and also becoming a big brother, big sister, how does that make you feel?
I think that it's great because obviously they've had a positive experience and that it's something that's been potentially life-changing for them or in those years where they needed that person. So I think it's great to see that we have that opportunity to turn it around and have them become mentors because they know firsthand the impact that it had. Mm-hmm. I can talk about my experiences as a volunteer, but when the children in our program are becoming mentors themselves, then the impact is even greater.
It is. Do you think you've got the best job?
I would think so. I think I have a pretty unique job and it's something that I enjoy doing. And, you know, when I say that I've been there 13 years, people say, wow, that's a long time. And, you know, would you ever consider going anywhere else? This is kind of somewhere where it's home, you know, it's family. It's been in, mm-hmm. I've been doing it for 20 years, volunteering and working for the organization. So I couldn't see myself working anywhere else.
Well, we're so glad you do. Eric LaPierre, I'm so glad you joined us today and keep up the great work with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And we look forward to seeing you next week and looking forward to the new brand reveal and looking forward to having all of those littles matched someday.
Thank you.
Stay with us on An Hour to Give. We've got a special guest coming up. You will not want to miss it. Stay with us. Welcome back to An Hour to Give. We're talking about Big Brothers, Big Sisters today. And I'm so excited because I have two guests with me. One of them is Alex Melbouf in studio with me. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for hosting me, Sam.
And we also have Tara Shannon on the phone. Tara, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Tara, you're incredible. I'm amazing. You're incredible singer-songwriter. And where are you calling us from today?
I'm actually calling from Ottawa, but across town. I just landed and got in from the CCMAs in Calgary.
I was watching. That was so exciting.
It was a great week. We were there for Country Music Week, and it was fantastic. It's always so fun. It feels like a family and a community. And so I'm back for the day, and then I fly out to Savannah, Georgia tomorrow to perform in the Tybee Island Songwriter Festival, which is from Thursday to Sunday.
Amazing. And I know where you and Alex are going to be next Wednesday, September the 18th. You're going to be at the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, a special breakfast. And Alex, you're one of the co-hosts along with our friend Tara. You're both co-chairing this event. Tell me about your involvement.
So that's right. Myself and Tara are going to be co-chairing next Wednesday. My involvement with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, I'm a former little with the organization. I met my big brother when I was 8 years old, and we've been in touch ever since. I see him about every week.
Wow.
And so Big Brothers, Big Sisters has had a pretty formative impact on my life.
And you're like an ambassador of sorts.
That's exactly right.
Yes. That's really great. And I'm so glad to see you're involved. And I think it really inspires people, and you'll inspire people on September 18th at this breakfast with your story and just being there and showing the longevity of your commitment to the organization and the organization's commitment to you.
Yeah, that's right. I think when everything goes well and according to plan, it can be a lifelong relationship that benefits both parties, benefits the big and the little equally.
Absolutely. And Tara, aren't you lucky to be working with Alex?
I am. I have so much respect for this organization. I'm so in awe of what they do. And when I hear stories like Alex's story and other members, it's just, I don't know if people really understand how impactful mentorship is. It's so powerful and it really can change the entire trajectory of someone's life. So I'm actually honored to be associated with them and helping in any way that I can.
It is true. And I think about your own career, Tara, or any of us that, you know, have sort of taken a lifelong dream and ran with it. You know, we can probably name each of us 100 people of how, you know, they've helped us get where we are. And everyone deserves that. And whether that's one person that just has your back every single week, everybody deserves that.
Absolutely. And I think people don't they hear the word mentorship, but they probably don't realize how we are mentored every day in so many different ways. It doesn't have to, it's not necessarily in a special organization, but just it's such a human to human thing to do for one another. It's like, hey, this is what I learned, and hey, I'm going to have your back while you go and you know, and follow what you want to do. It's just, there's so much love that connects that relationship.
And Alex, when you think about, you know, you look back, do you remember the first time you met your big?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. We met, our first trip was to an Ottawa 67s game. Someone had generously donated a pair of tickets for us to go watch the 67s. And I remember him pulling up in a mid-80s Buick Regal.
I love it.
And taking me to that game. I don't think I stopped talking for 2 minutes from when the mm-hmm. puck dropped to when he dropped me off at home. And I'd say not much has changed since then, but it was
awesome.
Absolutely. I remember our first outing together.
And how old are you now?
I'm currently 25.
Wow. I mean, that's just about 20 years. That's 17 years of memories with this person.
That's exactly right. Yeah. He's been a fixture in my life for as long as I can remember.
And his name is Mark, correct?
That's right.
And how does Mark feel about the fact that this relationship is, you know, maintained while your lifetime?
I mean, not to speak for Mark, but I think he's gained a lot from the relationship on his end. And I think seeing someone grow up and seeing the positive impact that he has had on my life, I just have to assume it brings him a warm, fuzzy feeling inside.
I think that's something we often think about, Tara, is it's one of those things where we think about, you know, the little sister or the little brother and how impactful it is to them, but it's really impactful to the big brothers and the big sisters.
I think it is. And in the other types of mentoring relationships, you know, with regular siblings or your parents or your friends, you know, it is a type of guidance mentorship. But what I find is so special about this program and what they do is because there's so much power in the truth that somebody is consciously setting aside mm-hmm. life minutes, time in their life to just hold space for that little, to just be with that person. And so there's something so powerful in that. And like Alex is saying, you just talked and talked and talked and talked because, mm-hmm. you know, there was somebody that was just, you know, consciously choosing to spend time and give him that space so that he could talk and talk and talk and talk and do all
right.
that. And I think it's just incredibly powerful.
It is, absolutely. What would you say to Alex, Tara, about your involvement and how important it is that you're doing this together?
I'm so pleased and so honored. I just, if I can lend my voice and help, you know, get people talking about this and understanding the impact. I mean, Alex will tell his story, and he's the best one to tell his impact of the story. But to just really encourage people to just take a second, stop what they're doing, and just really listen to these stories, because we're talking about life-changing stuff. And, you know, it just takes a few dollars, you know, here and there, and you are actually changing, you know, a person's life, the path that they're on. And if I could help with that in any way, then I'm just thrilled to be a part of it.
And Alex, when you found out you were working with Tara, how happy were you?
Oh, I was thrilled. I mean, Tara, she's a born performer. So mm-hmm. I think having her as my co-chair next week is going to boost our performance through the roof,
sure.
and hopefully boost our fundraising numbers as well.
For sure. And, you know, Tara, I think it's really important. And I think really, to be honest with you, I'll go so far as to say I think it's the job of people that are in the spotlight, like yourself, to share their voice for things that are important to them. So aside from sort of, I think it's, you know, part and parcel of the role of being a public figure, choosing what organizations you align yourself with is really where the beauty lies. And choosing Big Brothers Big Sisters was a special movement for you, I think. And I would love you to share your thoughts.
Absolutely. For me to align myself with something, it really has to resonate with me. It has to be authentic. I have to feel the connection in my own life, my own experience, for it to be real. And I got kind of teased a little bit that I'm the charity girl. You know, I do a lot of causes. I work with a lot of people. There's so much need in the world. So you could live your whole life, you know, obviously helping people. But there's always been a personal connection. Jonathan Pitts, who's a butterfly child, was a dear friend of mine. And the Be You Girl campaign is how I came to know Big Brothers Big Sisters. That's what started this connection. So it's, you know, it's all connected. And when I sat with it and I was like, you know, does this really resonate with me? It does on so many levels. As a mother of seven children, there is a mentorship aspect to the parent-child role, so I experience it that way every day. For my children to have people in their lives that mentor them and do what I can't do as a parent, where I drop the ball, where my blind spot is, to have somebody in their life affect them positively, is you can't measure that. There's no dollar figure for that. In work, in as an entrepreneur and a business owner of a group of companies, we mentor as employers with our employees. So I could resonate with the truth of the model of their program pretty much everywhere in my life. And so, yeah, it feels very authentic to me, and I'm exceptionally passionate about it. And when I'm passionate about something, there's no stopping me. So we're going to have a great time co-hosting this thing, Alex. I will be entertaining, I promise.
I'm glad to hear it.
I've got to be honest with you, Tara. After just hearing the seven children, you know, the singer-songwriter, the business owner, I need a nap. Just thinking about your day. Oh, my heavens. That's amazing.
It sounds so, and it's so funny because I try not to talk about it all at the same time because I don't like perpetuating the whole superwoman, you know, thing. We could have a whole other show about this.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
But, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You need to be doing all these things to be worthy. But right. What I figured out the hard way and through getting sick is that if you have your priorities in the right order, you can fit so much into your life. And so you don't feel busy. It feels full. It's a very different feeling than just running around being busy. And it took me a while to figure out my priorities in the right order, but I think I've got it more figured out. And ironically, it gives you a lot more time in a day. So I can fit in a lot.
Wise words for sure. So we're going to, you know, think about all of you on September the 18th as you gather together with some of your obviously most generous supporters and think about the fact that we're obviously hoping to raise a lot of money that day, a lot of awareness. We want to find a match for every single one of the 60 littles that are on that list. We want to see all those people matched. We would love to see no one on a list at Big Brothers Big Sisters. That's certainly my goal for that day. And how do you feel about that, Alex?
I think that's a great goal to strive towards. I remember being that kid on the list, and I remember how amazing I felt being matched with my big brother, Mark. And so I hope that those 60 kids get that feeling in the near future.
Excellent. Tara Shannon, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Sam.
And thank you so much, Alex. It's been
thank
a pleasure.
You.
I'm totally inspired by you. Stay with us. We have more to come on An Hour to Give. Welcome back to An Hour to Give, and we're talking about Big Brothers Big Sisters today, and I am so excited. Monique Floco is with me today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. We've had so many guests on. We've chatted with Susan Ingram, we've chatted with Alex and Eric, and of course, Tara Shannon.
Yes.
We've saved you for our last segment today because we want to talk about how people can get involved from a financial perspective. Maybe you don't have the time to donate. Maybe you're just a super busy person and you can't donate that 4 hours a week to be a big brother or a big sister, but you can make a financial gift. Can you tell us a few ways that donors can do that?
Absolutely. So we have our big supporters club, which is our monthly donors club, and people can set up a monthly donation, which really helps us match our little mentees with big mentors, and we provide them with life-changing mentoring relationships.
I love monthly giving so much. As you know, I'm a fundraiser as well.
Yes.
And I love that opportunity for someone to give monthly from not only the organization's perspective, but from a donor perspective. Because if I give, you know, $10, $20, $30 a month, at the end of the year, I've made quite a large gift that maybe I couldn't make at one point. So the organization can count on my giving for a long period of time. So it's beneficial as a donor, and it's lovely for you because you can look forward and say, oh, we have X amount of monthly donors giving this amount of money, which allows us to know that our programming can continue.
Exactly. It allows us to plan. So to plan the year out, we know that this money's coming in. We know how many children we can support and who we can provide mentors for. We also give them access to community events and group events through Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ottawa, so they can enjoy those opportunities together. And it's really supporting those youth and caring about them.
Wednesday, September the 18th is a huge day for you. You probably won't sleep because it's a big day.
It's very exciting.
Literally big day. See
yes,
what I did there?
Big, love
big
it.
Day. So it's a big day because you have this important breakfast where you're going to bring donors together, supporters, and inspire people to continue giving with, of course, wise words from Alex and Tara. But it's also incredible because you're doing right after that, you're having a really important initiative. Can you share with us what that is?
Yes. So immediately after breakfast, we have our Big for a Day event, and it's where we have community leaders and political figures. And they're going to be honorary bigs for the day to our current littles. So they're going to spend some time. They're going to take them on a tour of their office. They're going to do a fun planned activity together. And then they're going to enjoy lunch as well.
That's great because it's great awareness for having other people join in as well. Who are some of the people you have on board?
Yeah, so we have some MPPs. We have MPs as well. We have Councillor Tierney. We have Michael Kakish. We have
various people in the community, which is awesome. And I think one of the things for me is that it's an opportunity for people to see our community leaders doing it, but everybody can do it.
That's right.
So I think it really gives us that that opportunity to once again sort of invest our own time and our own energy into the organization.
That's right. Yes.
And you have a hashtag. It's Big for a Day.
Big for a Day.
And so if you want to watch that day and see some of the fun stuff that's happening, we can do that as well.
Yeah. Follow along on social media and there'll be a lot of fun photos and posts to share.
And, you know, An Hour to Give, this show is all about philanthropy, community, and volunteerism. And I can't think of another organization that really embodies the three of them like your organization. The philanthropy thing is really key. We need those dollars for you to be able to carry out your mission and your mandate. And in terms of the community piece, like you said, Big for a Day and all those kind of initiatives. And then, of course, the volunteerism. It really is the backbone of your organization. When you came to work for Big Brothers Big Sisters, how important was all those three aspects to you?
They were all very important. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ottawa has been in the Ottawa community for 50 years now. And it's only because of the community that we're still around. We rely on the community support. We rely on the volunteers and our donors to continue to support us so that we can create these fabulous matches between the mentees and mentors.
Raising money is a challenging for everyone. It's not just you. Every organization is challenged to ensure they have enough resources to do the work. What words of wisdom would you share with someone that maybe has never donated with you before that wants to maybe make a difference in the life of a child?
So I think really it's, you know, I see every day, I see the youth who come in and share their stories. I see their relationships between their mentees, the mentee and the mentor, and how from the day they walked into our office and they needed that big to the day where, you know, their big is now attending their wedding or the big is a part of their everyday life. It's just amazing. And everyone would want to support that when they see those relationships.
I think, as you were speaking, I thought to myself, many times our families are created and sometimes they're created for us. And in this case, it's almost like you're creating that opportunity to have that connection. And not every connection is going to be lifelong. But when that sweet spot happens and those connections, like you illustrated, are lifelong connections, there's nothing more beautiful than providing somebody with a listening ear, someone that mm-hmm. is going to be their advocate, laugh with them, cry with them. That's really what it's all about.
Exactly. It transforms lives. It transforms their lives. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
When you see youth come in mm-hmm. and they're hopeful about having a match, what do you see in them?
I see really, you know, I get to talk to them. So they really say that they want a big because they want someone to talk to. They want someone to spend time with. They want to attend events they've never attended and go places they've never seen. And it's really, I see that potential in them. And I know that once they have a mentor, how much they can grow.
In a time when we are so focused on screens, the internet, and those unpersonal connections, I don't even know if that's mm-hmm. a word or not, yeah. But those lack of personal connections, I think this is even more poignant of a time where people need those types of connections. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, none of them are going to give them what they need in terms of that actual person. And so more than ever, we need the youth to be connected to actual people.
Exactly. Yeah. So our mentors spend 2 to 4 hours per week with a mentee, and that's ongoing. We normally see after the 1 year, they're pretty much committed for life because they formed that amazing relationship and bond together. So it's truly, you know, I love my job and I wish everyone could see the way the matches are together and the transformation that happens between them.
And when you go to work every morning,
yes,
and you think to yourself, we have people on a waiting list, we have revenue goals, we've mm-hmm. got all these different things, what keeps you going?
It keeps me going seeing the support that we have in the community. It keeps me going seeing those littles who are coming in for interviews, hoping to have a big, and to see the existing matches together as well. And we also have an amazing team at the office. So
you do.
Yeah, we do.
You have a great group. And you've got a great board as well.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people sort of forget that organizations need that board governance. It's actually part of the rules of being a charity. Mm-hmm. But that board provides a really important role. And that governance role and that overseeing of financials and all those good things. But they also provide that support to the staff as well.
Yes, that's right.
When we think of moving forward past September the 18th, so let's pretend the breakfast mm-hmm. is done and the
Big
for a Day is done. All of that is done. What's the next step for you?
So the next step really is our holiday giving. And that's where we have a large fundraising campaign. And we need people to help donate and to help create those matches so that we can give kids the gift of a mentor for their holiday gift.
Wow.
You know, a lot of them, that's what their wish is. Their biggest wish is to have a mentor.
And we think about, you know, you might be working in an office and everyone buys each other some sort of silly $10 gift. The reality is if 10 or 20 or 50 of you came together and pooled that money, that $10 each, you could really change the life of a child.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Through Big Brothers, Big Sisters, I think that the work you're doing is incredible, and I'm so grateful for your time today, for all of the guests that joined us here on An Hour to Give. The life of a child can be changed by you, and we hope that you'll reach out to Big Brothers and Big Sisters and contact Monique. You can be contacted anytime and
definitely
reach out to you. And I know you've inspired people today, so I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
And thank you so much for listening. And reach out to Big Brothers, Big Sisters and congratulate them on just about 50 years of giving back to this community. Have a great weekend.